Chica, hello, podcast Chica listeners. Chica Cap here. Chica, you may, Chica, be wondering, Chica, why I'm Chica popping into Chica the podcast Chica feed. Chica, have you, Chica, ever heard, Chica, of bloopers? Chica, they're funny Chica mess-ups, Chica, in shows. Chica and I, Chica Cap Chickadee, Chica am bringing Chica you a Chica blooper reel, Chica of Devon, Chica making funny Chica mess-ups. Chica, but I, Chica also had Chica the humility, Chica to throw Chica in some Chica of mine, Chica and Chet's.
Hey, what was that? Was that Cap talking?
Chica, ooh! Chica, roll that Chica tape! Chica, roll that Chica tape! Check to make sure trustworthy. Check to make sure are trustworthy. At the end of every episode, an exact schedule, I have a large, and strong beak. Hello, and welcome. It can be a pretty blue or purple sheen.
Purple or blue sheen to them.
Fledge. Which is when they grow. Their wingspan is about 33.5 to 39.4 inches. The primary feathers, the wings closer to the end of the wings. Chica me and Chica Cat. It's kind of different. They'll drop it on the ground from far up.
They'll drop it to the grounds.
The characteristic plus they have 60.9 and 6 and are nearly ravens also have longer. When ravens fly, their wings sometimes make. As I already covered, American crows, meters above the ground, trunk,
if it's a tree,
unlike some other birds, courtship is not a trick question, percent of observed American crow nests. One or more crows will distract the predator. They'll even give you little things that they found and thought looked pretty, and their records of crows and ravens. American crows are not meat specialists. One group of crows was seen to catch the minnows. So the alternate names. Trees where you grow food. To see the resources that I got my information from. I'm related to chickens, but my tail's not the same. My calls sound like someone eating food. So, any guesses? Send them in and I'll tell you if you're right. But if you're wrong, you'll have to wait until the next episode to find out. Eat plenty of candy. And until next time... Chica the Chickadee. Chica Brothers Podcast. In the spirit of this holiday, we're doing an episode on the wild turkey. Weigh 5.5 A1, and they weigh 5.512. It fills with blood and it extends and flops over his bill. So far nobody knows what its use is. A dewlap connects their neck to just below. Like other caruncles, it will turn red when the male is excited, angry, or mating. Haha. grow to be large and sharp. Their diet varies a lot through the season. Their diet varies a lot throughout the seasons, and it includes though sometimes. What even is a cap mountain? What even is a cap mountain? For nuts and seeds that they found in leaf litter such as acorns. White ash seeds, wild black cherries. In places where it snows in the winter, when the snow is too deep to forage. In places where it snows in the winter, when the snow is too deep to forage for seeds and nuts, hemlock buds, evergreen ferns, a type of small evergreen plant. I'm just imagining a chicka turkey with chicka teeth. Whistle three to four times. A courting male will often give a chump sound. How they make these sounds is not very well known. At night, like crows, they will roost in trees, and then move to a higher roost spot, going limb to limb. To attract the females, the gobbler will first give his gobbling call. The nest site is a reveal the answer. My website has gotten an update and helped the information sink in. Also on the episode page for the American Crow, I added a comic. There's a link on the episode page for general animal facts. Thanks. And also an animal fact question with a contact form to guess. Or I'll say them on the fourth episode. Chicka and Chet. Sorry, Chet and Cap, you're both wrong. Under a brush pile, but sometimes it's an open hayfield. The eggs are white to pale buff. Or four to four point seven five centimeters wide. But they're not fully grown until they're several months old. They live in all of the U.S. except for Alaska, and live in parts of Mexico and southern Alberta, Ontario, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan, Canada. American elm, huckleberry, blueberry, greenbrier, or Carolina willow, with small oak tree species. In Alberta, Canada, turkeys in the Rocky Mountains. Now onto the topic that all the turkeys listening are other rodents. We have a lot of these this episode, so let's get started. Ben Franklin wanted the wild turkey to be America's national bird, and not the bald eagle. They can actually fly up to 40 miles or 72.42 kilometers. Chicka fact number three. You can actually tell a turkey's emotions by the color of their face. Cover your ears if you don't like to hear about animal feces. Some turkey fossils dating back more than they can swim by tucking their wings tight. Wild turkeys can swim. They can swim by tucking in their wings tight. Monogamy is an animal behavior. Word number two. Monogamy. Word number two. Monogamy. Are feathers on the bird down. Word number three. Down. Word number three. Down. This is a pretty fun episode, and you can view it on the page on my website for this episode. And use those to suggest animals for me to do episodes on. Remember, if you want me to do your suggestion for episode 4, send it in soon. Ask questions and send in your answer to the riddle for episode 3. So, here it is. If you want me to do your episode, remember. Send in your answers and I'll tell you if you got it right. But if you got it wrong, you'll have to wait. Chica, I have some news. Chica Devin missed. Chica, you can use it. Chica, you can use it. Hello, podcast listeners, it's me, Devin. Just yesterday, I witnessed some amazing nature. In that tree, there were tons of sparrows. Then later, I thought, I've listened to it a few times and found it. You can listen to this while you read. Since my co-hosts are so respectfully, I shall stop my podcast poem. And these are my anti-poetic co-hosts. Or whichever holiday your religion celebrates. Happy Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. Or whichever holiday your religion celebrates. Today we're talking about the reindeer, aka caribou. Rangifer tarandus. The double coat traps air between the wool and guard hairs. And deer it is the rear end. And fun fact, reindeer are special, but only if they behave for all of this episode. So here's a multiple choice question. Is a dew claw A or C? A really long claw. And Chet, you are right. It's specially adapted to warm cold air they breathe in. It's specially adapted to warm cold air they breathe in before it reaches their lungs. Their nose also is very good at picking up scents. Reindeer are the only deer that have hair completely covering their nose. They have turbinates. Females are 5.5 to 6.2 feet. 1.7 to 1.9 meters long to 308 pounds, and weigh 143
to 240 to 240 kilograms to 240 kilograms, and their weight varies depending on this, to 240 kilograms and their weight to 240 kilograms but it wear to 240 kilograms but it to 240 kilograms but it varies throughout the to 240 kilograms and varies throughout the year to 240 kilograms but varies depending on the time of the year.
Chicka see. Chicka bigger animals, chicka live longer.
You're right, Chet. The most notable characteristic of a reindeer is probably their antlers. Of any extant deer species. Male's antlers can be up to 4.2 feet. Each antler has a main beam and many smaller. The main difference is that horns grow continuously, while antlers fall off and regrow annually. When antlers begin to grow in, which runs blood vessels to their antlers, and the reindeer scrape it off on trees or rocks, revealing the hard bony antlers within. Both finish growing at the same time. This means that since Santa's reindeer all have antlers on Christmas Eve, now let's talk about where reindeer live. In woodlands, mountains, and tundra. Well, now I'm going to teach you a crash. Moose, elk, reindeer, and caribou are all members. Caribou is a name for the species used in North America. Moose have flat and wide antlers. Moose have a bulkier face. Elk have shaggy hair on their necks.
Chicka difference number six.
Elk live in the mountainous forests of North America and East Asia. Reindeer are ruminants, which means that they are ungulates, who after swallowing, which fun fact, is also called reindeer moss, or 2.72 to 5.44 kilograms.
Chicka okie dokie.
The herds often travel around 1,000 miles or 1,600, 1,000 to 3,000 miles, since males are more susceptible to predation. Yet again, it's that time of the episode. Calves and old, with pheromones. I have a couple of reindeer sounds in my archive.
Chicka fact number two.
Reindeer's hooves make a loud than humans do. Let me give you a little explainer.
Chicka a very pretty blue.
They do that to let in more light since there's less of it in the dark. They then shrink in the day, and this causes a pressure buildup, which causes the part of their eyes that gives their eyes color. Is a reflective layer that's behind the retina. This is what gives it a color when you shine light in them. With those fibers gone, an ungulate is a hoofed mammal. Pheromones. Welcome to the end of episode 3. It seems like you two have earned your presence. I thought you two would like those. Oh. 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 Which is linked in the show notes. KingdomAnimalia Pod.com. Episode suggestions. Which is at KingdomAnimalia Pod.com. KingdomAnimalia Pod.com. I live in the deep, deep blue sea. I live in the deep, deep blue sea. Yeah. One of the world's only biologically immortal animals. Enjoy, fellow mortals. So far, all of the animals we've talked about have had some things in common. They have a pair of eyes, two ears, an obvious mouth. Immortal jellyfish have proportionately minuscule and simple eyes. We have a new contact email. Instead of kingdom.animalia.pod@gmail.com, welcome back to Kingdom Animalia, a zoology podcast for kids. B, 4.5 centimeters, or 1.8 inches, give me a drum roll, please, chat, and with a bell, that's the dome part of a jelly, diameter of 4.5 millimeters to 10.16 millimeters, and with a bell, that's the dome part of a jelly, diameter of 4.5 to 10.16 millimeters, or 0.4 inches. They have transparent bells, and along their rim they grow up to 90 tentacles. But individuals that live in tropical waters, like around Panama, their tentacles are white, and their transparent bell allows you to see their bright red stomachs.
Chicka trick me.
You got me, Cap. They forage passively, mainly as immatures, by hanging out on the ocean floor and chowing down on any little bits of... They actively hunt by swimming around the ocean and stinging their prey with their tentacles. They can reproduce both with a mate, sexually, when they're in their mature life stage, a Medusa, and by themselves, asexually. They reproduce as adults with a partner similar to their namesake by spawning, where the baby immortal jellyfish develops outside of the mother's body. They reproduce without a partner through a cloning process called budding. An egg. The immortal jellyfish first starts off as a fertilized egg floating in the water. The planula. After a few days, the egg turns into a larva called a planula. The planula then swims to the ocean floor in search of a solid surface. This polyp stage is when they develop their digestive system. When the water conditions are right for them, they start to elongate and segment their body into a small, linked colony of young jellies that looks almost like a stack of pancakes. So say an immortal jellyfish finds himself in a life-threatening situation. Once they become a cyst, they transform back into a polyp. There's a reason it's called biological immortality. They could theoretically live forever. This concludes our crash course on immortal jellyfish. The scientists explained how this bizarre species could, at any life stage, turn back into a polyp.
Chicka been caused chicka by humans. Chicka fact number chicka six.
Now let's do the glossary where I'll explain some words from the show you, and especially younger listeners, may not know. Some plankton are just animal larvae who will grow out of being plankton. Like, for instance, human is a species. Another thing that's exciting about this episode is that it's the first one, other than the trailer and the Songs of Sparrows, to be published in real time. You can contact me at my email, which is so.
Chicka, hello, podcast Chicka listeners. Chicka, it's us. Chicka Chat? Chicka and Cat. Chicka and No. Chicka, this is Chicka Not and Chicka Ad. Chicka, we're here, Chicka, with an Chicka announcement. Chicka, do you Chicka want to Chicka ask us Chicka questions? Chicka, got any Chicka burning inquiries Chicka to ask Chicka the famous Chicka Chickity Brothers? Chicka will send Chicka them in. Chicka, we're planning Chicka on doing Chicka an Ask Chicka the Chickity Chicka Brothers bonus Chicka episode. Chicka, you can Chicka use our Chicka email, which Chicka is chat. Chicka, this is Chicka the time Chicka you need Chicka to cut Chicka out the Chicka Chickas. Chickity.pod@gmail.com. Chicka subject line, Ask the Chickity Brothers. Chicka, or use Chicka the contact Chicka form, which Chicka is at chickakingdomanimaliapod.com/contact/ACB. Chicka, just state Chicka your name, Chicka, or just Chicka say anonymous. Chicka, your email. Chicka, if you're Chicka using the Chicka contact form. Chicka, and your Chicka question or Chicka questions. Chicka, thank you, Chicka, for your Chicka time. Chicka, bye!